Radio searchlights up on the tower. Right now. Move! Move!
I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.
Hello, I'm Herb and welcome to Community Spotlight. Every week I invite a person or an organisation to come in and talk about their event or their journey. Usually it's an Armidale resident, and today we've got the musicians of Armidale and I've got Mark Cooper in to help me. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Herb. How are you?
I'm well. Well, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
We're going to talk firstly about a little bit about your history. Now, you come from Newcastle, you tell me.
Correct. A Novocastrian.
And that's Charlestown.
Charlestown, that's where I lived and went to Warners Bay High School, down the road on the lake, beautiful Lake Macquarie.
Now, you're also a musician, so when did you start your music journey?
Pretty early. I remember getting my first guitar about 8. I used to play little tunes or little ditties that I'd made up sitting on the swing at home, and then sort of progressed to learning other people's songs. I taught myself how to play the guitar and how to play Neil Young songs and Bob Dylan songs, and eventually I moved to Sydney when I was a teenager after high school and formed my first band.
What was its name?
McNulty's Dragonfly. Which I don't know where we got that name from. It's someone else in the band came up with that. And we used to play originals. There was my brother-in-law at the time. He played amazing songs, and he wrote amazing songs, and I wrote songs, and we shared singing and playing. A lot of fun. We played around in the city.
So you said Neil Young and Bob Dylan, but you missed James Taylor.
I did play James as well, you're right. And I used to buy records, of course, in those days, and I had all of James Taylor's records as well. Yeah, great singer-songwriter.
No, definitely. So you're basically a rhythm guitarist, you play chords, you do a few licks.
Yeah, that's always been the thing. I tried a lead, but I just can't do it. I'll leave that to someone else. I just prefer to be the driving force in the song.
But from my listening to you a couple of times, your vocals, I suppose, is the principal thing. So you're sort of using your guitar as a bit of a backup to your vocals. It's the vocals that are front of stage, I suppose.
Put a lot of effort into my words. I like to write words that mean something to me, and I hopefully mean something to other people as well. And so I spend a lot of time creating kind of feel and the idea that I'm trying to get across in my song. So yeah, they're very important.
To me, you've got a Paul Kelly-esque style to you, but what you just said is probably demonstrates the Paul Kelly style, because he writes songs that sort of mean something to him, but it also means a lot to other people.
Oh, for sure. Paul Kelly captures something quintessential Australian, and it's amazing how he does that. I mean, I think my songs are a little bit like him. Thank you for saying that. It's very nice. You know, I try and find my own originality within all the influences that I've had in my life, so yeah.
John Williamson is another one that does that. Every boy needs a shed.
He's got a great way of expressing things that we come to experience in our life. So yeah, very Australian as well, yeah.
No, very good. So in Armidale, you came to Armidale in 92 to finish off your degree.
Yep.
What was the degree?
At the time, that was a Bachelor of Arts, and then I went into Diploma of Education, and then eventually a Master of Linguistics, Applied Linguistics. So yeah, my thing there is words.
No, I like the words as well.
Yep.
92. What was it like at university at the UNE in 92?
Well, when I used to come to the residential schools, I was living in Adelaide at the time, so I would catch a bus, 25 hours in a bus from Adelaide to Armidale, and you come to Armidale and the whole campus was alive. There were people, there was music in the bistro, there were things happening everywhere. I thought it was the most exciting place to be at for those 4 days. It was just so much fun. And so when I came to Armidale, it was similar. The bistro was still rocking. I remember seeing Midnight Oil up there and all kinds of bands for a week as well. Unfortunately, that's not happening now, which is a real shame, but it was a great place to be, and I loved being here when I first came, and that's when I first met people who were interested in music and original music, and I used to put myself down to play at the Armidale Club, which was firing at that time.
Yes, the Armidale Club. It was a men's club prior, but it sort of morphed away from that men's club into a music venue for Armidale.
Well, it did. John Anderson and Groover and I think Carol and Tony, Carol Elder and Tony, they used to put on a Music of Armidale sort of show, like a showcase night in the club every, I think it was Thursday, last Thursday of the month, and it was just packed, and it was a great place for young people or anybody to come and play music in front of a very appreciative audience and learn the skill of performing. And that's where I got a lot of experience from, you know, being part of that. So I really miss that.
So yes, you missed that. So because 2016, it was burnt.
Yeah, tragically. I still don't understand what happened and why it happened. But yeah, we lost the best venue that I think that any town I've ever lived in has ever had. A friendly place, a great place. You know, that fire was one of the best fires in town. Heat you up. And everybody there was there for a good time. There was never any hassle. It was a wonderful, wonderful place.
We lost the Armidale Club and we don't really have that venue again. But what phoenix that rose from the Armidale Club is the musicians of Armidale.
Yeah, I'd say that that's what happened. There was a group of us who just went, well, there's no venue really that's supporting live music like the Armidale Club used to, and so let's get an organisation together primarily to bring audiences to musicians to audiences. That was the overall mission of it, and it still is today.
It does have a mission statement, which is a bit long, but tell me the abridged version of the mission statement.
All right. It's a not-for-profit organisation. And we're dedicated to bringing musicians and audiences together. That's it. It doesn't matter where. It could be for someone's party or wedding, or it could be for an event, which we do a lot of. It's anywhere you like. But yeah, we're just trying to, the musicians out there, we're a conduit for the musicians to come to play in front of an audience.
So we might just get to how people can go through the Musicians of Armidale, but it's a non-profit organisation, so you do have membership.
Yep, we have a $10 membership per year, and that covers anybody who's a member to play at any event that we are part of, that we're sponsoring or organising. Not for everything, pardon me, that happens in town, but for the ones that where our icon is on that event.
So you might just go through a list, if could, about what events you, to give people a flavour of what events you've been a part of, or that organisation has.
Okay. The primary event we have is the Black Gully Festival, which has been running for about 13, 14 years now. And that's where we organise people to perform in the parkland behind Nerham for a full day in November. We try and put everybody who applies, gives an expression of interest on, but obviously we can't always do that. That's our primary event. We also have showcase nights, which we used to have a lot of prior to COVID. COVID sort of knocked us in the guts, I guess, if you like. We are trying to get that back happening again. We provided musicians for the council supported Music in the Mall series, which happened last year, I think, and the year before. Also provide musicians for the Armidale's Farmers Market. And we have helped Urala Markets find musicians when needed. And we also are there on call for the alternate route if they need musicians as well.
We will talk about Markets in the Mall on the 18th this month later, but let's just go back to Musicians of Armidale. So you're the conduit, but you're not offering musicians that are on your books, and I think you've got about 200. You're not offering those as a free service to anybody who wants it. It's actually making connections so the musicians can be paid.
Oh, yeah.
To actually perform.
Oh, yeah, of course. There is a kind of a still, a bit sad, there's still a belief that giving a musician a chance to perform and not paying them is somehow helping them. And it's not really helpful, and it's also not considered to be ethical at all now. And there is a kind of a minimum fee that's been put around by the New South Wales government that says that any performance should be given, any performer should be given $250 as a minimum for their performance. And that's something that the council adheres to, which is great. The council has been very good with that. But a lot of venues say, well, you know, we can give you this and that, and we'll give you some free drinks and blah, blah, blah. And people have to make up their own mind. But we're about making sure that the musicians are paid a decent fee by whoever employs them for their performance.
So let's go to the different things. So it might be a wedding, it might be a birthday, it might be an anniversary, it might be just to put something on it at a venue, whether it's a pub or wherever it is, a church, public hall or something. How does a venue or somebody seeking a musician make the link with the Musicians of Armidale?
Well, they can contact me on email. It's simply musiciansofarmidale@gmail.com, That's the easiest way of getting in contact with me. They can also find that on our website if they type in musiciansofarmadale.com.au. It'll come up as a website, and you'll find that on the top there is a contact us button. There's also a find musicians button, and there's also a membership button. So anybody who's seeking to become a member, trying to find a band, or wishes to contact us can go straight to the website. That's musiciansofarmadale.com.au.
And you've also got a Facebook page, because I messaged you recently because I didn't have your mobile number.
There you go. Yep, we have that as well. Our Facebook page is primarily to make announcements and for people to use as a way to advertise their gigs. And if people want us to advertise their gigs, that's fine. They can share their e-poster or whatever they have on our Facebook, or they can send it to me on the email and we'll put it up for them.
So let's just go to a bit in the future. You've got Black Gully on the 8th of November.
That's right.
This year, 10 a.m. start to 7:30 p.m. And this, as you said, it's down behind Neeram and the Black Gully Reserve. I quite like underneath all those plane trees. It's got a very lovely sort of atmosphere.
It was great to discover that a few years. We hadn't actually had it there. We'd had it over directly behind Neeram. A stage that was built by Teachers College students many, many years ago for Shakespeare performances, apparently. And we were using that, but it became really waterlogged and impossible to use one year. So we went across the creek, and that's become our new home. And I think everybody loves it over there.
No, definitely. 2ARM has been a part of Black Gully for the last couple of years. Always a great venue and opportunity to listen to some music and actually put it to air as we've done.
Which we really, really appreciate, I got to say, Herb, because it's great that we've been able to increase our coverage increase the people who hear about us through your radio station. So thank you.
Yes, we've got a bit of a footprint across our region, almost out to Ebor, pretty well to Walker, Gaia, of course, Bundara. So we do have quite a transmission footprint, and we'll hopefully get involved again this year. We're making our plans at the moment.
Excellent.
So for Black Gully Reserve and at the festival, you get live music from 10 to 7:30 p.m. You get the Maker's Market, so there's lots of people who make things and come along and sell them. So you can buy those little specialty items. Plenty of food vans to choose from. There's arts, there's science, there's crafting, there's games, there's workshop. And I think this year, again, we'll have the creek bug collecting.
Fantastic.
For those in the know, that's macroinvertebrate sampling.
That was very popular last year, apparently. Yeah.
Well, it always is. And it's part of Streamwatch has been going. Well, it's been going as long as I can remember, back in the 80s, I think.
Oh, really?
So wow. Streamwatch has been going on in different variations. So, yeah, that's collecting the little insect larvae that spend some of their time in the water. Damselfly, dragonflies, all that type of thing.
Okay.
So it's a community and family and friendly festival. That'll be Saturday the 8th of November. But as a precursor, we've got this Sunday, May 18th, live in the PCYC markets in the mall. There'll be a precursor to the Black Gully Festival where you'll have some performers. You'll have the New England Pipers, Endali, which are a folk pop duo, the Rocky Bottom Girls, which are from Eurella.
Yep.
And that's brought to the stage by the Musicians of Armidale. What else? What else? Music.
Well, we are after a third act, so there is time if anybody's got a third act out there. We're actually primarily looking at younger school-aged children this year to bring them into the fold, so to speak, because for many years Black Gully has been a predominantly older generation of people. We want to encourage the young emerging artists to come out from their bedrooms and wherever they rehearse and play and come onto the stage and show us what you can do. And we need that follow-on, improve the Black Gully and keep it going for the future.
Yeah, intergenerational security, I suppose.
Yeah.
But Black Gully's more than just the musicians. Black Gully's about the art, is about bringing community together, it's about the music, and it's about the environment.
Yep.
So if we think about that, the youth of the future generations of our society, by younger people being involved in the music, it's also younger people being involved in the environmental awareness.
Sure.
And a lot of those activities are environmental based.
Mm.
So when you bring your kids along, they get exposure to environmental awareness and aspects of the environment.
For sure.
Some of the things that are actually on the 18th for the kids, some of the range of nature and arts and science stalls in the mall put on by Sustainable Living Armidale. It's Platypus Clay and Play, Ephemeral Pictures, Making Seed Balls. Now, Making Seed Balls is an interesting one where native seeds are put into clay and making into a ball, and then when it's dried, they can be thrown out the window of the car as you're going on a trip somewhere and grow some trees on the roadsides or on your own property. You can spread it on your own property. Scavenger Hunt, Solar and Wind Energy Exploration. So there's a lot of stuff there for the kids to just get that environmental awareness, and I suppose that's what Sustainable Living Armidale is. How can we have a lesser footprint on our earth? In our local region. So that's on Sunday, May 18th, starting off 9:30 in the morning. You obviously can get all the other stall holders will be there with food and all the standard markets in the mall. So it's not a special thing, but you're actually showcasing a little tidbit about what's on offer for the November Black Gully Festival with a few acts.
And we're doing this in conjunction with the council, who have been fantastic in supporting our festival, and they are putting this special market on, which is on the weekend of the Big Chill. So it's the Sunday morning of the after the big Saturday night at the Big Chill, to try and capture the people who may be in town from out of town who have come for the Big Chill, and show them and showcase another festival that we're having, and hopefully bring people in from just outside of Armidale, as well as in people from Armidale, to the Black Gully Festival in November.
I think that's the idea. Anything that we have here, if we can bring outside interest and people spending their money and having motels or camping or whatever they're doing, bringing their kids to our country area. Beautiful time in November to be in Armidale.
Sure is.
I think this is the Chilly Swim out of Jimmerick Dam on Sunday morning, the 18th.
Yeah. If you're right into that,
go for the chilly swim.
Yeah, get some breakfast.
Come back and get some breakfast in the market. Sit down and get a coffee and listen to the musicians.
Yeah, and we encourage any other musician of Armidale members out there to come along as well. And please wear one of your musician of Armidale Black Gully Festival T-shirt. If you've ever performed at the Black Gully, you would have got a T-shirt. And we want people to bring that and create a colourful advertising campaign, I guess.
Last minute plug is the 18th of May, Markets in the Mall. Come along for a precursor for the Black Gully Festival, which is in November.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Herb.
The musicians of Armidale are a gem community, bringing musicians together and making music and making sure they're appreciated. And if you want to become a member of Musicians of Armidale, go to the website, musiciansofarmidale.com.au, and you get there. And that's Community Spotlight.
Thanks.
Broadcast, then podcast. If you missed it or want to hear it again, then visit our webpage, 2arm.net.au/podcast. I listen to 2ARM 92.1 FM in the car and at work for great tunes and community news.